Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mandy Landry joins us now, Louisiana State Representative, our friend, checking in on the final days of the session. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I didn't realize you were a graduate of Notre Dame.
I am a class of 2000.
And do you follow Notre Dame football closely?
I did more when I was a more recent graduate, not so much in recent years.
Right, don't overthink it. Real quick, LSU playing Notre Dame. Who are you pulling for?
I can't decide
LSU,
that.
LSU, of course. Absolutely.
They would tell win. Me about, LSU would win.
There you go. Tell me about, yes, they would. Tell me about the session so far, your thoughts, your legislation, and how is it proceeding through?
We are at, you know, someone told me the other day, we're at mile 25.5 of the marathon. So we are almost at the very end. I heard you talking about marijuana.
Yeah.
Right when I called in, and yesterday, right. The decriminalization bill passed the Senate, and that is something a lot of us never thought we would see. So we had a big day yesterday. It still isn't signed by the governor. We're still waiting on quite a few bills to go through either side, but it's at the point where they're just kind of concurring on amendments, and a lot of the major legislation has made it through.
So when it comes to things that you wanted to see done and bills that you've introduced, what have you been most successful at, and what are you most disappointed in that didn't make it through this session?
The same bill is probably the answer to that, because I'm still trying to keep it alive and funded. I had a bill that was extremely popular in the House and with a lot of the advocates that would expand for new mothers who just gave birth, would expand their Medicaid access. You know, we have a really high maternal mortality and also issues with infants in our state, and this would have really, really helped that population. And the bill has passed through most of the process, but I still have not been able to ensure that it has funding. And this is what happens in the last 3 days of the process, that you're still scrambling around trying to make sure there's money in the budget. So I'm still working on that, and I'll keep my fingers crossed on it. But for example, yesterday, you know, the Senate passed through some amendments that move hundreds of millions of dollars from one fund to the next for road work. So the point being that there's still plenty of movement going on in the Louisiana legislature right now.
You know, you mentioned the final stretch of the marathon, but I guess that's appropriate, because it really is when the sprinting begins to happen as well. This would be for the leaders, not the people just trying to finish, because that's when a lot of the wheeling and dealing, as you well know, really happens. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, 7:51, 9 before 8. We're talking to Representative Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative, graduate of Notre Dame University in Georgetown Law. Right now it's time for a look at traffic on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.